Hi, nice to see you again. It's going to be quite a short video today. I wanted to cover an article that came out in the UK expose and just give it wider exposure. New Zealand response to freedom of information request shows mRNA boosters increase risk of death by 11%. And you can have a look at the article. But the thing that I found the most interesting about this, other than the fact that the boosters are deadly, no duh, is that it has this table that the government gave the person who was good enough to request this information. And I think more people need to be doing this. But when you look at the table, it is the number of recorded deaths in the healthcare user data set by COVID-19 vaccination status at the time of death. Now, there's boosted, fully vaccinated, partially vaccinated, unvaccinated, and total. And the thing that really jumped out at me was that the more things change, the more things stay the same. Everywhere in the world, they've been saying this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, it shows you the smoke and gun as to how they came up with that number by looking at this graph. So in the first 9-10 months of 2021, which they picked as a start time, February 2021 to February 2023, although 2023 number isn't completely in yet, as you'll see at the bottom. But the first 9 months of from February, you can see the unvaccinated death total. And of course, everybody was unvaccinated because they didn't really start rolling the shots out until June or July, May, June, July. And you can see from August onward, the deaths started kicking in on the fully vaccinated. But of course, anybody that you see on this table that hadn't had their second shot and waited 3 weeks from the second shot, anybody who died was being counted as a partially vaccinated if they had already had one and waited 3 weeks. And if it was before 3 weeks and they died after the first shot, it went into unvaccinated. That's how they did it, folks. Everybody that died in New Zealand for at least the first 6 months of the year and close to the first 10 on this graph were people that hadn't passed their third week after their second shot. And the numbers are horrific, like you would expect them to be, but you can see them pretty much in their raw form compared to the people that are really unvaccinated that have never had a shot. And yeah, their numbers are tiny. But 5 million population in New Zealand, it makes the math quite easy to do comparisons. But if you look at the way that the deaths clump together, I covered that 3 videos ago in my New Zealand study. I'll put up a link to the government source of all-cause mortality in New Zealand, just so you can see the spikes. I called it the death zone, months where there was more than 750 deaths in New Zealand. That's a schwack, and of course it's been going through the roof, 21 and 22, but especially in 22. But look at the number of people that are dying after two shots that haven't taken a booster, and then look at the number of people that are boosted that are dying. It is through the frickin' roof, and when you compare it to the unvaccinated, there's obviously still quite a number of deaths from people that just had one shot, but it's encouragingly small in comparison. So I just thought I would throw that out there so that people could have a look at the data, because the more this gets spread around and the more people talk about it, of course, the more people come to the side of doubt, and that's really all we're looking for at this point. I know a lot of people want to wake everybody up. That's a tall order. You know, even amongst ourselves, even amongst the people that are fully awake, that know that there's something up, there's still all of these things that that people are kind of butting their heads against one another over, like the terrain theory, you know, do germs exist and whatever. And I know that I kind of put that down in one video, but people have been asking me, and I don't really care, because I know the coronavirus doesn't exist. For sure it matters going forward for whatever germ they're going to throw at us next, and whether or not you know, germs actually exist is going to be an important thing. But I don't really think it's a front and center kind of situation. What is a front and center kind of situation is that this was an engine of homicide. You know, this is a genocide. And the groups that they're aiming at primarily are the very young and the very old. I've talked about that ad nauseum, so I won't go on about it. But fertility is a big issue that people really haven't wrapped their heads around. You know, a lot of people have been sterilized, been rendered infertile. And there were two kinds of effects with these shots. And you can argue till you're blue in the face about whether or not the spike protein is causing all of these problems. You know, I've done videos on both sides of that argument. Kind of expect people to figure that out for themselves, you know, because my opinion, I know it's not really going to sway anybody one way or the other. But the mechanical aspects, you know, all of the shit that's in there, the kitchen sink, graphene oxide, polyethylene glycol, who knows what else, what the globalists do, you know, whether it's HCG, which causes infertility, or it's porcine zona pellucida. I don't know. But I do know that these are multifaceted poisonation shots, and you can see the carnage on the bloody pages of this Freedom of Information Act request response from the government. But yeah, the geese are with me on that one. Must be mating season, because they're not touching one another, they're just bitching it out. Yeah, so that exists in the geese world too, obviously. I've often thought how strange it is that how women who are otherwise so perfect can be so mystifyingly poor in their taste in men. But then I realize, of course, that that's been responsible for the proliferation of the species. We couldn't exist without it. And you can laugh about that all you want, but regardless of what gender you identify as, the joke's on you. I think that's enough for today. Nice to see you again. Please have a nice day.